And it's a word you don't use. Two words. I don't want to be Joe. It's two words. American dream. That was not good what he did. There are a lot of bad things, like going to Idaho and saying, welcome to the state of Florida. I really love it. In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Think about what you think about.
Stop it. Stop it now.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Would you come my way? There's never been anything like it. This great movement of ours, never been anything like it, and perhaps there will never be anything like it again. There's never been anything to compete with what we have all done. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. Two years ago, when I left office, the United States stood ready for its golden age. In four short years, everybody was doing great. Men, women, African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, everybody was thriving like never before.
And we still have a long time to go before the primaries and the 2024 election. And what's being fueled up right now is the kind of decision-making that's dangerous and I would say way premature. I mean, when you actually got to go to Don Lemon at CNN to have him tell the truth, this was an overnight sensation, the dump Trump movement overnight, right?
Was it overnight? Because if you're just at home watching, you're like, well, wait, these people have been behind Donald Trump forever.
Don's right. It feels like overnight.
It feels like overnight, right? That there's been this shift. Was it Tuesday?
Yeah, I guess so. Guess that's the day, Don. Tuesday last week. It's dangerous. It's premature. Open your eyes and ears that we're being, forced into this? And I don't believe the attack against Trump is organic, in as much as I believe Biden's 81 million ballots in 2020 was organic. But if I'm correct, the moment the Never Trump team, many rhinos, manages to take out Trump, they'll turn on DeSantis as well. Come on. How long have you lived around here? He focuses on freedom. DeSantis focuses on individual freedom and parental freedom. For sure, they will turn on him. Oh, they will turn on him, or they are going to turn? Oh, no, they've already started to turn on him. Huh?
But I just think this, like, people think that DeSantis is quite clever, and that part of his cleverness is that he got the undocumented people on planes and flew them to Martha's Vineyard. Like, that is allegedly like a funny thing. I just found it to be mean. Mm-hmm. So I think it really depends on what the sense of humor
is.
He's
clever. I've heard he doesn't have a charisma when he speaks, which is the opposite.
I've heard that he's very, very clever.
And well, what did you hear? It's all going to start. They'll just move it on to DeSantis. Don't fool yourself here. And back to reality. DeSantis is saying today, hey, everybody chill out on the 2024 run. What if he doesn't do it? What? Okay, you turned on Trump. Where do you go? Ted Cruz? Lindsey Graham? Oh, you didn't hear about this? Lester Holt's not talking it up? I wonder why. The FBI has quietly admitted they found nothing in the raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Well, I wonder if the fact the midterms are over had anything to do with that. Did you hear what I just said? The FBI admits they found nothing in the raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Well, he was at home last night at Mar-a-Lago speaking. Let's listen in to some if you didn't catch.
We will do whatever it takes to bring back honesty, confidence, and trust in our elections. To eliminate cheating, I will immediately demand voter ID, same-day voting, and only paper ballots.
ballots. Good to hear him talking about only paper ballots. I was hoping he would talk about that last night, but you know what I didn't hear? And I wanted to hear, how would he do it? Demanding it is not an answer. My question, how would you get reelected in 2024 if this same problem exists? How are you even going to get to the point where you said you would demand it? I didn't hear a warning from him at all for Republicans to change the game and to change the game now. He did talk about how America is viewed around the world.
France just had an election. 36 million people voted. It was all done by 10 o'clock in the evening. No complaints. You had a winner. You had a loser. The loser went home. The winner, he's a friend of mine. Nice guy. But he was happy. But there was no complaints. And if there is a complaint, you check it out and you can fix it very easily. You can find out what's going on. No. Paper ballots, same day voting, voter ID. How? So simple. And we want all votes counted by election night.
I was hanging on his words right there when he went, and until then, we need to get out Republicans and you need to learn the skill of ballot harvesting or we're going to get our cans kicked to the curb again. He's going to get the voting job done. I really did need to hear the plan.
They spend all of the money for machines and all of this stuff, and they end up 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. By that time, everyone forgot there was even an election. It's horrible. And this doesn't happen. I said it before. It doesn't happen in third world countries. They do better than we do. It's horrible what's happening with our election and election process. And I'll get that job done. That's a very personal job for me. I take that very personally.
Yeah, but see, do you see my point of you're not going to be able to get the job done unless you can get elected to get the job done and to get elected in these swing states that allow the illegal practice, not here in the state I broadcast from, but in many countries and states, used to be illegal here to do that. And there was a reason why, because so much fraud can happen out of this. They're all still trying to struggling to make sense of the midterms, finger pointing, what went wrong, some blaming Trump, the candidates that he endorsed. I believe and am correct, Trump only being used as a scapegoat by those that are actually the ones to blame, the establishment GOP. Speaking of that, they just
thank you guys. I appreciate you having confidence in me again. Here, Mitch McConnell is still going to be the Senate Minority Leader.
Yeah, that's the GOP establishment that's pointing the old finger. Trump was very calm last night. I spoke to a salesperson here and he asked me what I thought about it. I said he was calm and he made a good point. He actually said, well, that's teleprompter Trump. As opposed, I see Michigan out at a rodeo ground somewhere where the outdoor events where the smoke's coming out of his mouth because it's cold and he's got his coat on. That's non-teleprompter. I thought he did a calm job. But then, I was like, come on, you gotta talk about the lunatics on the left somewhat.
Radical left lunatics running our government right into the ground. This decline is not a fate we must accept. When given the choice boldly, clearly, and directly, I believe the American people will overwhelmingly reject the left's platform of national ruin, and they will embrace our platform of national greatness and glory to America. Glory.
Now, he did bring up a very serious subject, and on that note, no, we're not going to force American service members into Poland to lose their lives over an errant missile. Errant, is that what happened?
U.S. investigators are on the ground with Polish investigators, even though President Zelensky has denied it was Ukraine's air defense missile that landed in Poland. Secretary Austin said the U.S. agrees with Poland that it was likely a Ukrainian air defense missile, an S-300, that went awry. General Milley was asked to explain why he suggested during a speech in New York last week that this winter could be a time to negotiate an end to the war. General Milley reiterated that neither side, from his assessment, can win this war militarily, even though Ukraine's stated goal is to kick Russia out of all of Ukraine, including Crimea.
He's leading us to the brink of nuclear war, a concept unimaginable just two short years ago. You cannot mention the nuclear word. It's too devastating. The Green New Deal and the environment, which they say may affect us in 300 years, is all that is talked about, and yet nuclear weapons, which would destroy the world immediately, are never even discussed as a major threat. Can you imagine? They say the ocean will rise 1/8 of an inch over the next 200 to 300 years. But don't worry about nuclear weapons that can take out entire countries with one shot. Something is wrong with their thinking. Under Biden and the radical Democrats, America has been mocked, derided, and brought to its knees.
Yep, that's sobering, but that is the truth. And let me remind you about that man speaking right there. This anti-Trump movement that is started here. That man right there is the opposite of many Republicans. The big club, they're reassembling, they're getting back together, they're doing it openly, and they're using this overnight. Overnight. Thank you, Don Lemon, for saying it was an overnight turn on Trump. He realizes it. But those Republicans that want Wall Street, all the big corporations, they want to offshore our jobs. They want our manufacturing to be overseas. Remember those Republicans? The open border Republicans? They need the endless supply of workers. Remember those Republicans? They're no different than the Democrats. They both eat out of the same trough. And I don't know how all this is going to play out. I have no idea. I mean, who saw Andrew Janz becoming city attorney? We don't know what's going to happen. And DeSantis, he's not my enemy. But I tell you, if his political interest with the multinationals in the Republican Party, if that's who he rebuilds with, then he's made a choice. And along with the big club, you're aligned with the big club. And when you align with the big club, you got to choose to go along with what the establishment actually states. Now, is he going to run? A few months ago, GOP strategist John Thomas, he's leading the super PAC called Ron to the Rescue. He said DeSantis should not run against Trump. That was a few months ago. He even paused the plans for the super PAC this summer after the primaries happened. He told Insider on Friday that everything has been reset. He said it became a reality on Tuesday. This is the guy running the Ron to the Rescue super PAC. He said it's the perfect events politically for the governor. His plans for the super PAC are back on full throttle with seven-figure gifts, and the group is ready to get the show on the road. Now, presidential super PAC, that doesn't happen without approval of the candidate, Ron to the Rescue. That doesn't happen without approval. So we can read into what Ron DeSantis is saying about everybody chill. I'm 2024, chill out on that. But let's watch. I'm not going to play the pretending game. I'm not one of these that goes, oh, overnight, I'm for this guy. Forget that guy that stood up for us. Let's go to this guy. Now, DeSantis sounds, looks good, done a great job in Florida, but I'm going to watch and wait, and more importantly, watch the money who backs DeSantis. It's simple. Follow the money. I'll play you DeSantis' response when asked about the Trump situation. I'll play you some of that next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
He's going to explain cryptocurrency. Then after that, we're all educated. He's going to break down the FTX crypto collapse. We're going to talk with Breitbart's finance economics editor, Mr. John Carney, coming up at the bottom of the hour. I guess Andrew Janz sees no future in the DA's office because don't you got to win elections to move up the ladder there. He's now going to be the new Fresno city attorney with zero city attorney experience. A great move. Great move, City of Fresno. Way to go. When Santa Monica hired our former city attorney, I think he had city attorney experience. Why not hire a city attorney from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, who has city attorney experience? I think you would need that in the fifth largest city in a state that's in the world's fifth largest economy, wouldn't you? Hire somebody with zero, and by zero, I do mean zero experience as a city attorney. He's a familiar face, said ABC 30. Prosecutor, Democrat politician, confirmed by city council in a 4-1 vote after an all-day closed session. I would have loved to have been a termite in that wood wall, right? Janz, of course, was defeated by Nunes in 2018. Why can't I remember his name right now? Andrew Janz, and the slimy attorney that was going to run for president with Stormy Daniels. I can think of Stormy Daniels. Michael Avenatti. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Agent Squires. There you go. Takes two brains around here to equal one. Yeah, remember how Jans and Avenatti were going to take on Trump and Nunes? I love the picture that I had it posted up here in the studio on the wall just to, on a bad day, look up and get a good laugh. He ran in 2020 against Dyer and lost again. Dyer released a statement. I wish him the best in the new role. Look forward to working with him in the future. You want to make a city worse, hire a new city attorney with zero experience. And is he have experience in the DA's office? Yes. DA Smetkamp always said did a fine job, even though there were political opposites out there. I'm not going to say the guy doesn't have experience, but you don't have any experience being a city attorney. Now the Socialist Rat Pack has a new member.
I'm the boss.
No, no, not
you. Right.
No, no, no. Here in Fresno. Gonna give a super PAC city. I don't know. Is he gonna give up that super PAC? Jams is running a super PAC for the leftists across America, but I guess now downtown, guess they're insulated. Insulated, the Socialist Rat Pack Committee. And you know where we now are? The Fresno City government, it's just like LA. We're becoming just like LA. Makes the days of Clint Olivier and Oliver Baines and council member Lee Brand. That, boy, those seem easy, insane days in the city of Fresno. Well, there you go. He's going to be the new Fresno city attorney. We'll watch and wait and see how no experience works itself out. Does he have the experience to be the president of the United States? Well, I guess if you've been a governor, you do. He was asked about it. Ron DeSantis was about, hey, Trump and all this controversy going on. Here's how he played it.
When you're leading, when you're getting things done, yeah, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it. I roll out of bed in the morning. I've got corporate media outlets that have a spasm, just the fact that I'm getting up in the morning. And it's constantly attacking. And this is just what's happened. I don't think any governor got attacked more, particularly by corporate media, than me over my four-year term. And yet, I think what you learn is all that's just noise.
Yeah, he got about, I'd say, 1/100th of what Trump has received and remains standing as well. But nothing wrong with that response right there. He wanted to let everybody know what actually matters out there. And he's a good speaker. He is. And he's a good executor. And you can just tell by Florida. I mean, what they did right there has never happened in the history of Florida because they got their voting under control, man. They got their voting under control.
And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people, and are you standing up for folks? And if you do that, then none of that stuff matters. And that's what we've done. We focused on results and leadership. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would just tell people to go check out the scoreboard from last Tuesday night.
That was good. On the national election, what happened last Tuesday?
At the end of the day, you know, you had an election nationwide. There were some success stories across the country. I mean, I think Georgia governor, I think Ohio, I think Texas, but there were a lot of disappointments. I mean, that's just the reality. It was a hugely underwhelming, disappointing performance, especially given that Biden's policies are overwhelmingly unpopular.
And it's a word you don't use. Two words. I don't want to be Joe. It's two words. American dream.
That was not good what he did. There are a lot of bad things, like going to Idaho and saying, welcome to the state of Florida. I really love it. In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
He's formerly The Wall Street Journal. He left The Wall Street Journal in 2016 to become Breitbart's finance economic editor. We're going to talk to Mr. John Carney about the cryptocurrency chaos going on. We'll talk to him next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.